With 5 minutes gone past 12, I welcome you to the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station with your radio girlfriend this time around, Adha Blessing. Alright, so yesterday we started off with this conversation and I promised I was going to bring it back for about 30 minutes. Then we get into today's topic, just in case you're wondering what I was talking about yesterday. So a lady reached out saying, well, I recently caught my boyfriend of 2 years cheating via his WhatsApp with this girl. He saved her number with Ben and they were planning on a vacation together later this year. I've been very devastated since I found out, not been eating well and not been feeling that well. I've basically not been myself. Please, can you give me tips on how to successfully get over him? I want to be better. Well, yesterday, I think I took my time. I did justice to this by giving her enough tips, but some of you didn't listen yesterday. So I'm giving you the time to do that now. But basically, I want to know how you're able to handle your breakup. It's really not easy, especially when you were loving that person the right way. It's very hard to handle a breakup, but for you to be here and you've been heartbroken before, obviously you did something. So please do well to share that with us. And also, how can one get over someone they love? Feel free to hit us up and, you know, share your thoughts. After that, we'll be talking about this story that I saw online and it's quite interesting. So I said, I'll bring it down to the Chart Station family members. So we talk about this. Now, at Gani_Jonathan tweeted, we are not on Twitter, by the way. I saw it on Instagram, so we got it. Pregnant wife files for divorce after her husband buys his mother a car. She said, I can't be carrying your baby and working with my legs while your mom drives a car. So we are asking you your opinion on this matter. Did he do anything wrong? Was he right? Is the wife overreacting? What do you think about this? Interesting, yeah? We'll be having this conversation when we return. But from me to you is good morning and welcome to the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station. Let it snow. Chance the Rapper. My name is Adha Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Never know how
much I love you. Going through a lot in your relationship and you need someone to talk to? Then join Adha Blessing on the Chat Station. Heart-to-heart conversations and love and life experiences, matters of the heart, and so much more. You'll be my Juliet and I'll be your Romeo. The Chat Station with Adha Blessing, your radio girlfriend, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
My love, stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your head. A million colors of hazel, golden and red. Saturday morning is fading. The sun's reflected by. So we'll
best of talk on the station for talk.
Nobody should just give up their life like a chicken. Will the police have the ability to resurrect me when I am dead?
The problem we have in Lagos is a self-sense of entitlement to things of the state by certain individuals who believe that whether you like it or not, it belongs to them and their family.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk. The Chart Station with Ada Blessing. We'll be right back.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info, your mic is always on. Let's talk.
So off the album Nomvula, Freshly Ground, the drop that song Things Have Changed, and that was released in the year 2004. Things indeed, you know, have changed. And that's exactly what this girl, this lady, I beg your pardon, that reached out to us is complaining about. Like, hey, things have absolutely changed in my relationship. My old loving sweetheart is having another affair with a lady which I discovered off his WhatsApp. So please, what do I do? Well, this came in. I recently caught my boyfriend of 2 years cheating via his WhatsApp with this girl. He saved her number with Ben and they were planning on a vacation later this year. I've been devastated since I found out and I've not been eating well, not been feeling well, and not being myself in general. Please, can you give me tips on how to successfully get over him? So, yesterday we asked you for advice for her and we are grateful that you did. But tonight, I just want to know, how did you handle your last breakup and how can one get over someone truly, truly love? I know it's not easy, but if you've been heartbroken before and you are here today laughing, smiling and doing things, you obviously did something to get over that phase. Please let us know. We'll be having a little discussion about this before we get into the day's topic. The studio line is 0700 993 993 993, 0700 993 993 993, and the WhatsApp number is 0809 597 5805 0809 597 5805. And ladies, we have a number for you. The number is 014-657-190. Before we start taking phone calls, I have with me Mr. Dennis Jimmy. Good morning, Mr. Dennis. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Ada.
Okay.
I'm very well. Today is a good day.
Of course it is.
Yesterday was a day I will never forget.
What happened to you? On a jackpot?
No, I didn't want a jackpot.
Oh, I thought you did.
Cold weather.
Oh, the weather.
Yeah, the weather. Still the weather. Like, I won't leave this my hood alone until... Until this song that just came to my head.
Well,
I will never stop my nanny happy until nanny come. I don't even know it.
What did you say?
Anyway,
I actually
good
know
to
the
you.
Song. Yeah. It's a Christian song.
When I sang the song, your face was like...
Nah, no way. We used to sing it back then during Sunday school. Yeah,
You did attend Sunday school?
Of course, I used to. I know, right?
Let
I
get that a lot. People, morning to you listening to us. I hope you'll call. Ada, let me mention this. Ladies, please. I'm begging you.
Oh, what have they done?
They have not done anything.
Okay.
They should be calling. It's an appeal.
Oh, yeah.
They should be calling. Don't allow the guys to call.
Okay.
I know you're listening.
No, you cannot say they should not allow the guys to call.
Like
don't allow just guys to call him.
You say you are there. Contribute. Call. In fact, you know what? Ladies, only strictly ladies, I'm here for you.
Okay. Ladies, Dennis is saying call tonight and win 5K. Up to Dennis. All right, interesting. I love this. 0700 993 993. I'll remind you. 993. Please, what's your name? Good morning.
I go rush call that.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Yes. This is
Hello.
Isaiah.
Oh, Isaiah.
All right, welcome.
Yeah. I would advise her to just seek for the help of a therapist.
Okay.
And just seek for the help of a therapist and do some things that make her get over him. Like go to cinema, just chill out her own self. Chill out, at least go out, go in the cinema. Just get herself busy. Because the things that seem to get depressed and the thought of the unfortunate guy could get over her, she will not be able to overcome him. Let her just love herself and she's going to get through.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, thanks for sharing that. Hello. Please turn off your radio, please.
Sorry, hello?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Moyo.
Hi, Moyo. Welcome to the show, dear.
Dennis, I wonder if I kill. You said you should call.
Oh, okay, okay. So first 5K giveaway. Dennis, go ahead, send the money.
Then call.
Good morning.
Answer now. You don't want to answer again now.
I'm answering
you. You could be calling, so I've called now.
No, you are a regular caller now.
No. That's not justifiable. More reason why you should actually give her 10K, because she's always calling.
Did I say it? Okay, you know what? Send me a DM.
Okay.
Let's say
Moyo, please forward your detail to him on Instagram.
Hello?
Forward your account detail to Dennis on Instagram. Oh dear, Moyo. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. It's gone away.
No more 5K.
Gone away. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, what's your name, dear?
This is Nigeria Info.
Of course, yes, 99.3.
Mm-hmm. Good. I've been calling this number for 4 years.
Four years. Bro, stop lying. I think it was last week. Last week we talked about lies. Now you're starting today.
Wait. Like, seriously, I'm not lying. But it's like, I don't know why you guys don't pick my call.
We are sorry about that. It's so not intentional.
I've been a fan of Nigeria Info for long.
We appreciate, bro. Now you're here.
Thank you for calling. Talk to us, please.
Yes. So about the discussion on how she could just
free up her mind. Yeah.
So like, when I had some relationship breakdown with my girlfriend last year. So, like, I'm a fan of football. That is just me. I love football. So that is what just keep me cool.
Okay.
Because I left my environment and go to somewhere new. Like, to enjoy my football games. And
when you say left your environment, you relocated?
No, I did not relocate. I just go far away from my home, like, because I stay in the mainland.
Okay.
So weekend, like, we just, okay, let me go to the island on weekend. Where I don't know, I just find a cool environment in the island. I just go there, watch my games, have a good time with myself, and come back home. So when I did that consistently, then I stopped thinking about but now I'm cool.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, I'm very, very grateful, like, pick my call today.
I'm so happy to hear.
I am very happy hearing from you.
I just
too.
Feel that from today.
Sure.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
All right, dear. Thank you. Hello, good morning. Hello.
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 Yes,
hello.
Good morning. What's your name?
This is Obi on the line.
Hi, Obi. Dennis is Paul.
Obi.
Mr. Dennis, where have you been?
I've been
in the mountain to see the...
I didn't plan to call. It was your voice I heard. I decided to call.
Yes,
now.
Okay.
Yeah, me happy.
Why don't you like bringing him to the studio?
I should drive
you
to his house and pick... I should drive to his house and pick him and drag him to work.
No,
Dennis is obviously a boss now. Dennis can decide not to work and he'll be paid. Me, I cannot try to.
Which guy are that with this?
I said you should bring him. I didn't say...
Exactly. He's now an ogre. I cannot go and bring him. He comes when he likes.
Wait. Okay, hold on. Dennis, if you should send the vehicle to pick you up, won't you enter?
I will enter now.
Put complimentary champagne inside.
Comfortably, here. Yeah.
No vex, though.
But we have heard. Girl, you can send chopper.
Oh.
Okay. We've heard.
I dive. Next time.
She's always bringing pundit. Do you have a crush on pundit?
Because pundit has just 2K. You can enter Okada and come to work. But we see Dennis. All right, Obi. Anyway, let's get to the point. Hello, Obi. Are you there? Oh, wow. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Mr. Dennis. This is Ifunaya calling.
Ifunaya, the thunder that will locate you right now.
Yes,
yeah, it's from Abulegba. What are you saying? Which Ifunaya? Oga, what's your name?
I don't want to change it for you.
This is Henry calling from Shimoni.
Welcome, Henry.
Yes, ladies.
You want Adana to change it for you, Abi? Yeah?
scam, Henry.
Network.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Moyo calling back.
Oh, Moyo. You're calling back?
Yes.
Okay.
Then could please. The 5K, because you said anyone did a call.
Anyway, listen, I wasn't the one who said it. It was Ada. But send me a DM.
Why are you lying like this? I heard what you said, dude. Don't stop
Wait
lying.
Now, let's clarify now. Let's be straight. Calm down. I wasn't the one who said it.
You said Ada it. Said I heard what you said.
So...
Okay, Moyo, you know what? Moyo,
send me a DM.
Send him your DM.
Have you sent me a DM?
On Instagram, okay? Okay. Moyo, let's get to the point. Yeah, please talk to the lady.
Amy.
How did you get over your last breakup?
I like football a lot, understand?
Really?
And that's what really happened. I think my last relationship, I can remember. Because most of the time, ended up maybe like premiership. I normally watch premiership. The person I'm dating then doesn't like football.
Okay.
Most of the time, I would have quarrel, tell me that I don't give him attention like that. I'm fond of football. I love football
really?
A lot. Football and music and dance. That's my thing I do.
Okay.
So as I'm praying to God that if I want to go to any relationship now, I just tell my partner to like football. Because we're going to work things together.
Amen. Both of us. Don't worry. He's going to love football.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. From your ears to God's lips. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that, dear. Kindly call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Are you here for your 5K? Interesting. What's your name, dear?
I'm Lillian, first time caller.
First time caller. What's your name?
Yeah.
I didn't get your name.
Lillian.
Okay. Yeah. Lillian, you must be beautiful because you have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
All right.
Good morning.
So, Lillian, talk to us, please. What do you have to say concerning this topic? And also, how were you able to get over your last heartbreak and breakup? Oh, Lillian just called for her 5K. Lillian, call us back, please. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well.
It's
good
okay.
Morning.
It happens.
All this from the islands of Ikoyi.
Hey, really?
I just want to appreciate you.
Aww.
I've been longing to talk on this station for a long time. I've been listening. Oh my God. I can't sleep now.
Oh, really? Interesting. Thank you very much.
You and the other guy on Dennis.
Dennis.
God bless you guys.
Yes, good morning.
We appreciate
it. Educating me like ever. I mean, that's 99.3 has made me a changed person.
Please
send that if please my message on WhatsApp that I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. I'll do just
so
that.
Much. I just want to appreciate. I'm not going to do nothing, but I just want to appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Good night.
All right. Thank you and good night. She's such a darling.
Mm-hmm.
Such a sweetheart. All right. Thank you very much. Hello. Good morning.
Sorry, ma. I called back.
Oh, welcome back, darling.
Yeah, Lillian.
Okay.
Yeah, from Ikorodu.
From Ikorodu. Welcome, Lillian.
Thank you. So, I just called to greet. I just called to say hi.
Oh, you just called to say hi?
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome.
I've been listening to your program, but I've not called for it.
Oh, why haven't you, though?
The number has been easy.
Oh, really?
She called to say hi to me.
Thank you very much, Lillian. I appreciate.
Thank you, ma. Right. Dennis. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Lillian.
Alright, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
So all the ladies calling tonight, we appreciate. And yes, of course, men as well. You all know I'm your
this
radio girlfriend. I love you all. But please, ladies, feel free at Dennis Jimmy, send him your account detail. All right, he's always on Facebook, particularly. I don't know if Instagram or Facebook, he's always there. He lives there, he sleeps there. So look for him, send your detail, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do it with your full chest.
I thought you should be coming now.
Do it with your full chest. Oh, come on. I thought you said you loved me. Why do you want to make me deaf?
Yes.
Oh, sweetheart, please turn off your radio. Hello?
Hello?
All right. I'm taking you off. Turn off your radio and give me a call back. Hello? Sorry, dear. Heat us up if that was you, so we talk. Hello? Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What's wrong with the network?
I think the weather.
Ah, no, don't put it on the weather, Dennis. Maybe,
I said, I think.
Maybe. You're right. Hello?
Hello.
Henry.
Ada? Yes, I'm back.
Welcome back.
Uh-huh. Dennis, now you are one taco before you send your village with where they can't cut my network. See, Dennis, I want to give you one advice, You know, most times if you come this show, you will they complain, give us about cold, about this.
Exactly.
If you want,
why
if you
don't
want
I complain?
Marry, is that?
Why don't I complain? And we're in the same.
No. Dennis' own is different. Dennis.
How is it different?
If you want marry, I bet go marry. We go support you.
Okay, I didn't see that coming.
Okay.
Yes, if you are married, I beg, talk.
Okay.
You don't, from cool, come on, go, lady should call me, bills on me.
Henry, don't carry your call. I didn't say lady should call me, bills on me. I want ladies to be,
part of the show.
Yeah, to join the show. Not only the guys alone calling the show. Ladies too, we need you to call the show.
Yes. It's good, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because it's good, especially, you know, although some ladies, they do listen, but, you know,
yes,
some ladies are just shy.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
They do listen, they do. But the thing is, when it's time for hookup session, it's only guys.
And you know that this lady, they are the first to call her, because some guys will now later call and be like, that the one I saw last week, I did not like her. I'm like, so they listen, they take numbers.
Let it be a mix.
All right, now I'll be waiting for the other topic.
All right.
Okay, dear. Thanks for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is a Soul Therapy segment on the chart station with your radio girlfriend, Ada Blessing, who is not alone in the studio, by the way. She got Dennis with her.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I don't come.
Welcome.
They say I don't come.
Dennis.
Mr. Frank, the Adam.
How you doing?
How do you go?
Adam,
yes, Mr. Frank, welcome.
Sorry, they caught me sometimes, they give me time.
That? No, Mr. Frank, how?
Sometimes you could just pray, you will contact and say, because of time.
No, Mr. Frank, we have to be considerate. You were actually over 3 minutes, the show was almost coming to an end.
Yes. But no, me and you know if you quarrel, no mind there. At that moment,
yes.
Where is Pondit?
Pondit, why are you laughing? Pundits complained of being hungry and broke. He exhausted his 2K, so I asked him to just chill at home and look for Gary and groundnuts and sugar, you know, to do the needful.
Why you not put on 2K now?
He goes to finish him, that's the problem. He didn't know how to use money. Oh dear, Mr. Frank, I don't know what's wrong with today's network, but it's never going to stop the show. Time check, it's 39 minutes gone past 12. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Please turn up your radio.
Good morning, and God bless you.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fine, it's David calling from Lake.
Mr. Dave, you're welcome.
There is not only Danny that has fans, we are your fans. You won't. Let's make a budget to buy you a car.
You all want to buy me a car?
Yes, let's just make a budget with your fans. Let's donate money and you add and buy a car.
Okay, I have heard.
So for the lady, what she should do, she just find and relocate and leave the environment. That is the only
See,
way.
See, when you people say this house. Relocating thing, I am sorry, but... I don't know how you people just say this. Okay, let's say someone like me now, and this happens to me. I stay here in Lagos on the island. I stay close to, you know, where I work. So every day I drive down to work and I go back home. Now you're asking me to relocate. Are you asking me to leave the island to the mainland, or you're asking me to leave Lagos? Where? Or
find a friend that after work you go and hook up with. Immediately you come back to the compound, the wound reflects again. What you do is for you to find a friend that you can have time with for a while.
For the time the being,
wound, when you touch it, look like it won't be far. And when you stop touching it, you travel, at least you go out, at least leave the environment for a while, the wound will heal.
Okay.
So we are your fans. We'll make anything possible to make you proud, Ada.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you very much. I appreciate the love. Okay. All right, dear. Thank you. Hello, good morning. So sorry about that, dear. Heat us up if that was you. Hello, good morning.
Even a network that got my phone.
My dear, we don't know what's wrong with today's network.
But I didn't get that question you asked about that. I didn't get it right. That
okay, she's asking you what to do and how to get over her ex. And then me, I am asking you how you were able to get over your past relationship.
To get over past relationship is very simple.
Oh, very simple?
Yes.
Please tell us.
You know, let's assume now
mm-hmm.
that I is my girlfriend.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Now, I offended Ada.
Yes.
I said sorry. Ada said no. Because of that, she left.
This guy did not even apologize. The guy did not apologize, according to her.
Okay, the guy did not apologize.
Mm-mm.
And that is the only offense now. It's not even what the guy did.
It's not that he's the only offense. She's just heartbroken that he's having another relationship.
Okay, the guy is having another relationship.
Yeah, and she snooped through his phone and saw everything.
And she asked the guy. The guy denied.
Yeah.
Abby?
Mm-hmm.
Why this guy denied? Maybe the guy don't want them to quarrel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Maybe this guy has gone outside and see something else. And first, and the guy, the lady himself, herself, find out. And this girl now might be the one that quit. Are you getting me?
Yes, we are with you.
Since she has quit, why disturbing herself?
She's asking you on how to forget him.
There is nothing she can do.
Oh, wow.
Now, the only thing she will do is this. If she wants to go back, let her go back.
Okay.
If she don't want to go back, as she is dying for that guy, there is so many other guys that is dying for her. She has to consider another person, engage herself. Engaging herself will minimize a little bit tension for what she is passing through.
Okay.
Are you getting me?
Mm.
But if she's that lonely, thinking all the time about this guy, the thing will be getting worse. For me, I'm not into any relationship, and I don't want to for now.
Are you serious? Not even your dad, mommy.
Your dad, mommy is my wife. It's not my girlfriend.
Oh, wow. I've upgraded to wife position. I did not know now. Be updating me.
So,
Muna, the update person now.
Doctor, please, please.
I know he's listening. He said we should go and do our program. Yes, we are into the program.
You heard no, that. This, okay.
This lady shouldn't disturb because the more she's starving herself, this guy will be somewhere now enjoying himself.
You know.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
And she'll be roasting, thinking. You know, it's not... Engage yourself. Find somebody and engage yourself. And free your life. This is a free life, oh. If she cannot do it, go back and ask this guy, why you know I'm apologize for your wrong?
Okay.
Are you getting me? They will settle the matter. If they cannot settle it, engage to another person. If you cannot engage, she has the best option to choose, oh.
Okay.
Because even if I advise her now to go back or whatever advice we'll do now, her mind is still there, disturbing her. Which nobody can do. It's only her that knows how the thing is spinning her out. Her mind is even telling her what to do, but because of one ego or the other or anger or annoyance, she will say no, the guy must apologize. And if that guy comes back and apologize, she will agree. So she has to take care of herself.
Okay.
Because of her life.
All right, Mr. Frank. Thank you very much. Hello, good morning. Hello. Anybody home? Oh, dear. Hello. Sorry. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, what's your name?
Jesu Lokpeye.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Good morning, Pandi.
It's Dennis.
Dennis.
Yeah, good morning, Jesu.
Yeah. See, there is nothing like a way to go out of it.
Really?
Yes, there is nothing like a way to go out of it. As time goes on, you will be losing interest. You understand? You get the more you think about how are you going to forget, the more you keep remembering.
You're stuck there.
Yes, the more you keep remembering. You start living your life, start doing things on your own, like the things that you love doing the most. Yet if it is singing up and down in the bathroom, enter the bathroom to be singing, if it is dancing, what you like doing, that the guy is not always involved while you were in the relationship with him. So you can start thinking like those things that can make you forget. But stop saying you need one particular thing that maybe you... No. Just yourself. Start living your life as if you never met the guy. You understand? Some people will say, I can't live without you. Are you not living without the person before you guys met? There's nothing like I can't live without you. Once you've gotten your own breakfast,
Oh my God, you're right.
So, the thing is...
But it's not easy, Jesus, to be very honest.
Yes, it is not easy. But what are you going to do? Are you going to say, yes, you need something? Mrs., the best thing to do right now is move on. Even if it's not easy, you just start doing things. Maybe there's a guy still that has been checking you up all this while. You can just be there, be chatting once a while. But don't go into another relationship just because you are feeling like someone broke your heart. You can just be there, be doing things with your life. Live like you never met the guy. I don't know. But me, I built myself that way. So, heartbreak, no, they fear me. Fast, no, they fear
ordinary
me.
Ordinary things, no, they move you again.
Yes. At all. Breakfast. Bring your breakfast. I go chop them. You go chop them. I know send.
I beg. My person don't give me breakfast. So I need to take a bowl.
It's not dinner. I say, bring anything. I chop them. I don't care. Yeah. No, that's
you
just
have it. Mine.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jesu. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Moses. Welcome.
Hi.
Moses, why are you sounding like you're sleeping?
Dennis, you said?
Why are you sounding like you're about to sleep?
No, I'm not about to sleep. I'm just dull. Don't mind me. Don't mind me.
Okay, it's okay.
Anyway, for me, it's very simple. I know if you, I mean, I don't believe in all this dating thing because I know something is involved in the dating and that thing always scatter the brain and sometimes you can't forget it because that's why they can't even think in the first place when they are dating. They don't study people because of that thing that is involved. So for me, get yourself engaged. Are you not working? Go to your work and face your job.
But do you know that some people,
to your job.
Some people, they can actually cope with it during the day when they are at work. But when they return home at night, in the evening, evening to the next day.
You will learn to zip up, nee.
It's not about sex right now. She's asking you how to forget.
How to forget? What is she? There's something she's thinking about that is not making her
forget. It's not just about sex, Moses.
I know. The only way you forget is like this. First, get yourself engaged at work. When you're at home, maybe anyway, everybody know God. This is you. If it's to play music or something, or listen to something that will refresh your mind. If you love music, put on your earpiece and start thinking about something else. Thinking about how you add more effort to your work. Think about how you can improve in your place of work. And if you understand me,
okay.
Because really and truly, it's not easy. If sex is not involved, it's not easy to forget about someone you truly love. And no, today everybody's playing game. They see the world as game. But when we start getting old, we know it's playing game. I know it's not playing game.
Right.
That is one thing I know. It's not apologizing. It's not about apology self. If he's not apologizing, he has shown you one thing for you to run sharply. And there are more to just not apologizing. So if you think about even him not apologizing, it should build your own courage that I can't be. Think of your tomorrow. If you're thinking of your tomorrow with this same person, then you build your courage and you just forget about it because you see it will do you no good.
Okay.
I don't know if you get my point.
Yeah, we do.
Because if you see the harm that you're about to face staying with this person for life and wait to the small, small, lovey thing you are thinking about, you will see the harm will be far, far worse than this lovey thing you are thinking about. So that will kill the lovey thing and you just let it go.
Okay.
But we go, so you just think of the more important things. That's all I know.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is a soul therapy segment on the chat station, and we have tons of calls to pick up. Hello, let's start with you.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
King.
King from where?
From Zulere.
Welcome, King. Go ahead.
Please, I don't know what is wrong with some people nowadays. This kind of thing is not something that you'll be keeping in your heart. It's something that you let go. I am married. I have something like that. My own is I am married to somebody. I married their wife. I did the traditional marriage.
Yeah.
I hear him. So we are having some challenges.
Really?
In the house.
Presently?
But we're having some problems, some quarreling with my wife. I have two kids. I hear him.
Yeah.
And I have a call in my town that I have to come for something. Not knowing that my wife has planned. I have a plan that whenever I travel, she will pack everything and my children and get away.
Oh, wow.
So when I traveled back to East, after 1 week, I said, we shall resolve the issue. My way coming back to Lagos here,
I found out that my two children and all my property has been packed away.
Wow.
And my door is open. I opened my door. Nobody inside. I could not be able to find anything. I was going through it. I had an accident.
Really?
And I was going through that because I cannot bear it.
Wow.
I have an accident and broke one of my right leg.
So sorry.
I stayed in the hospital and it didn't make me to be drinking anyhow. I stayed in the hospital almost 1 year and some more. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
And she heard that I have an accident. She did not come.
Are you for real?
She switched off her phone.
Oh, no.
And when the doctor eventually gave me a crutches to be learning how to walk again,
yeah,
my mother died.
Oh no!
Could you know that she did not come? She did not appear on the hospital. She did not go to my mother's burial.
That's serious.
But now moving on. As I'm talking to you, I'm alone in my house.
Oh no!
I can be able to walk. What I'm thinking, I'm not thinking about my wife again. It's someone that lead them and gave me palm wine to drink that I will love it forever.
Wow.
I'm not thinking about it again. What I'm thinking is about my children. And anytime she asks me forgiveness, no forgiveness.
Really? You never forgive her?
Yeah. Never now.
How? And wait. Never. Where is she? Okay, you don't have an idea. How long has this been on for?
This is up to 2 years and now. I'm moving on.
Oh no.
Yeah. Up to 2 years. And now. I stayed in the hospital. Nobody to care for me. 1 year and only 1 year and 4 months. I stayed in the hospital.
Wow.
It's not something that will it is again. It's not easy. It's not easy. I don't care about anybody now. I've seen something. Oh, she's trying to move on. She's not a boyfriend and girlfriend, but that I'll not worry her now. Something that I've seen something that bigger than that one. As many guys over there now. Why is she going? Why is she, what that one is sorry?
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, and thanks for sharing that. Wow, things are really, really happening.
Wow.
So sorry, man, that you went through all that. I've told you this. It's not gender specific. Some ladies are so good at coming out to say men are scum. Some women, wow.
Well, I have to say something about the aspect where he said that he won't forgive the wife. Please, you have to. You need to forgive her. Because
yeah, you can forgive someone and not have the person back in your life.
Yes.
It happens.
So the thing is that just take your time. You understand? Take your time. But talking about your own forgiver, I don't think that's good enough. But you need to forgive her. It might take time for you to forgive her, but try your possible best to forgive her. If you don't want her back, fine, it's okay. But the forgiveness, you really need to do it. It's very, very important. That's what I have to say. You need to forgive her. I also experienced something like that. You know, the girl I was dating years back, when I lost my dad, I wanted to even ask you before you went off if your wife knew that you had an accident and then you lost your mom. This my girlfriend that I've dated for years. And perhaps, hopefully, looking forward to get married to her.
Really?
When I lost my dad, she was not there. She was aware 100% that, in fact, a lot of notice, she was like, she knew everything. Now, the way keep that I expected her to be there, in fact, my mom had to ask her, where's your babe? Like, everybody was asking, my siblings, where's your babe? And so, at the end of the day, she was not there. And finally, when she came at the tail end when we were about to share some refreshment. And the next thing I asked her, what happened?
Yeah.
When did you come? Then she said she was busy. Okay, you were busy doing what? Nothing. Why didn't you call me? No airtime. You have we use the same network. That why can't you say please call me back? Why can't you get someone's phone? Do something. And every when I try to ask her all these questions, I find out that there was no answer, no concrete answer. What else do I need to? So I let her go. And that was in point. That first time, I was so angry, I will never forgive her and all of that. But now I'm forgiving her. In fact, we do talk nowadays. We talk a lot. It's been a while. She called me and all of that. But when you say you don't forgive someone, there's this healing in forgiving. When you forgive someone, you are his. You know, your mind it's off.
Yeah, there is.
You don't think about the past. You just move on. Forgive and move on. Straight up. There's no time. Because you yourself, you need it.
There is this
for your
peace.
Health.
There
mental
is this
health,
peace
everything.
You get mm-hmm. when you forgive people that you know.
So please, my brother, please, do something. Forgive her. If you don't want her back, there's no problem. But you
exactly.
need to forgive her. You need to forgive her. Everybody have experienced a lot of things. When it comes to experience,
absolutely,
this is the best teacher.
Yeah, so sorry about that, my dear. All right, let's squeeze in a call. Hello, Omar. Hello, good morning.
I want to ask something to that man, please. 1 minute.
Okay, Mr. Frank.
It's very, very sad.
Indeed, quite
but
painful.
But what happens to me? This man said he has an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Look like he spent 1 year in the hospital. What happens to me? Was bigger than what happened to that man. Are you getting me?
Okay, you want to share your story tonight?
I've told you before.
Not just me.
But I want to go somewhere.
Okay. Please,
but at the end
go.
Of the day,
okay.
I forgive her.
Mm.
I was the one calling. How will I deal? Then they're fine. The difference is she lost 2 children. Out of 3, it's only one now that remains. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
There was a time she entered into hustling, serious hustling. She was not getting anything. At the end of the day, she ended up in one boy's house in Port Harcourt.
Really?
Then she couldn't stay. After 2 years, she left for another one. Maybe she's in the third one now. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
Now, the what where she is now, I've not had her voice since this year. But I'm still talking with my daughter.
Okay.
Last year, she wanted to come back. She said she wants to come back. That her hunger is disturbing her. I said, okay, am I the one that sent you away? You went away because of my incident. Fire, fine, come back. Say they don't have transportation. I sent transportation to them. She didn't come.
Mm.
You didn't know what she said?
No.
That she doesn't know how she's going to face me and the entire threat of my family. That was the only reason why she didn't come back. I do call my daughter, her sisters, her parents till tomorrow.
Wow.
Mm. And the thing makes me free. If they need something, I do send though. But when she was there with my baby, I don't send anything to them. Only that transportation. I sent transportation 3 times for them to come back. She said she don't know how to face this life again. I said, okay. She promised me that. She said that she's going to promise me that anybody that's going to be her husband or her boyfriend, that she will let them know that this particular number, it should not stop the call. As in any time I call, that she's going to answer the call because love is still in her mind. I don't want to go far, but what I want to tell that man is, you see this forgiveness of a thing. If you forgive that woman, even if you did not accept that woman back, you will see another life in that. I'm a happy man, though.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a happy man. I do some things, only that you cannot be that 100% happy man with loneliness. Like now, last week now I was down. Nobody to be there with me, you know. I was not that kind of thing. There are some kind of things I used to do that if maybe I'm with somebody I will not do it, but not in a relationship or not that kind of thing.
So I advise that man, please send a call. Call them. Call the children. Give, let her use the, give the children for you. Talk to them. Play with them. You will see changes. In the next 1 month, you will see changes in your life. I'm telling you, I'm a living testimony. Because when I leave, that was when an open door came. I opened my another company of my, the one I'm managing now.
Oh, interesting.
This is my transportation business. Are you getting me?
Interesting.
So, I'm free. But the only thing, I don't want to get married now because of... who is that person to get married? That is the only reason. So I don't want anything that breaking again. That is why. That, but that does not mean that if I see a good one tomorrow, that will not. My, it doesn't matter anything.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Frank, thank you so much for sharing. You know, it's quite interesting when people, you know, that have been through similar situations talk to you.
Yeah.
Then you get to realize that, oh, okay, this thing is actually a phase that will surely pass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mr. Frank, I really, really appreciate that. I really appreciate you talking to him, of course, with your own personal story. I mean, you went through a whole lot of stuff, but you're doing better. You're doing well. You survived it. So, my dear brother, I like the fact that you're also moving on, but you just have to try, forgive, let go. Alright, don't let anyone live rent-free in your heart. If it's for a good reason, then it's fine. But that a bad reason, it's not good. It's not even healthy for you. Because when you think of those people, there is this sudden heartache that would just set in. I've done that before. I've hated someone over hurting me. And it wasn't just nice. Because whenever I, you know, remember that person, all I feel is hate, regret, and it wasn't helping me. But the day I, you know, decided to let go of that person in my heart, I was like, you know what, yes, you hurt me, you broke my heart, you did this to me, but I have forgiven you. Now I can comfortably talk about that person and even laugh. I'm like, ah, yeah, stuff happens, but we move. You know, there is this certain peace that you just feel. So please, if you've been hurt by anyone, this is not even just about relationship. Sometimes our parents hurt us. Sometimes our siblings. Sometimes our best friends. Sometimes our co-workers. People hurt people, irrespective of the environment or the relationship. So just try your best. Forgive the person. If you can't, you continue with the relationship, that if the person is willing to have a new leaf. But if that person is, you know, going to take advantage of your forgiveness and, you know, hurt you some more, forgive the person still, but keep the person or the persons at bay. Keep them at a distance. You can still be nice and kind to someone without having them in your life. That's a fact. So please, know this and know peace. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Welcome back, Moyo.
Hello.
Yes, Moyo.
Hello.
Moyo, we can hear you. Go ahead.
There's one time I called that there's a guy... that the guy really offended me, that for me to forgive that person, I have to think. But later on, I think about it, it's not busy, like, but because I was hot. Very, very hot.
Sorry, dear.
But now, I'm forgiving the person. Yes.
Oh, interesting.
I'm feeling bad because sometimes, remember what the guy did to me, it seems really hot to me.
It happens, Moya.
Because I was done. I was even crying sometimes. I don't need to sleep out. Even at night, sometimes I'll be crying. Now, what is the problem? But now, for me, the person, I've moved on my life. I know that there's things that are waiting for me, ahead of me, that I know that I will achieve it. And there's somebody that I want, the guy was showing me love, but me, I was not interested in love because I was what before. So I'll allow my past to judge my present. So I want to tell that person that I'm really sorry. Person believing now that I'm sorry. That's not moving. Because what people did to me, that's what I'm using for my present now. That person, I still like him back. But I know it's going to be possible again. I know that person has moved on with his life. So that is why, because I was hurt. God bless you. I know what I passed through.
So you now use your past to hurt the new man.
As I said, like, the person will be listening. Now, like, I'm really sorry. The person was showing me love, but I'm not interested in love.
Because what happened to me, what happened to me for the past my past. So that's the reason why. One day, because I'm very sorry. That's not more you. I know who I am, so.
Alright, Moyo, thanks for calling and bye. I love the fact that, you know, you're admitting your wrongs.
Yeah.
You hurt someone and here you are apologizing. But if you're very sure that person is listening, it's okay. But I think it should not just end there. You've apologized on the national radio. You've apologized publicly. It's going to take nothing from you to, you know, send the person a text or put a call across. Say, hey, I did such a thing to you. I am truly sorry. You might not call because the person might still be very angry and not ready to talk to you. So send a text. No matter how much they don't want to talk to you, they are definitely going to read it. Then leave it at that. Whenever the person, you know, heals, the person forgives you, the person will definitely hit you back. Just send that text and let the person know you are genuinely sorry. All right. Thanks for calling. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Malik speaking.
Okay.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Malik.
Yeah, Ada.
Yes, sir.
I will sing one song for you to hear. Just the chorus.
Oh, you want to sing a song for me? I love it.
Yeah, for him to hear. The guy should know that song.
Okay.
Everybody plays a fool. Sometimes, no exception to the rules. Right or wrong, Ada?
Okay.
Right or wrong now, yes or no?
Kinda.
When you're in love, you play the rule like a fool. It's not juju. It's love, Ada.
It's true. It's true.
But, you know, some people tell you, I don't love.
Mm.
They should ask what's that guy in the Bible again? Samson.
Mm.
Yeah.
They should ask Samson, what is love all about? Hey, Delilah, what was it like? Ada, you know that song?
I know the story, but I don't know the song. No.
Do you know I'm laughing?
No.
Some will tell you, oh, woman cannot do this. Oh, man cannot do this. Now lie. When love catch you, you will turn crayfish, you go bend. You must bend, Ada.
Okay.
It's not about anything. Not the one tell me, oh, I don't love, I do this, I do that. Story. There's one woman there waiting for you. There's one man there waiting for you that will catch a move button. But the way to escape it is this. For a matter of time, it will be hard to. But one day you forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That time has no number. But it will come. You'll be sad.
Mm.
You feel so sad.
Right.
You don't trust the man. You don't trust the girl.
Mm.
But one day you love again. You like it or not.
Absolutely.
Casanova, they love now.
Mm.
Ron's girls, they love now. No matter the waka, then get one button, one man, one guy somewhere, one poker somewhere. They always love.
Mm.
It's not about go and read, go and increase your job, or go and get that allowance. You must see after. I like what you said that time. You said after your work, it will ring again.
Yep.
On your head. It will come back. No matter what you do. As long as at that time, this was what it was all about.
Mm.
You must always think about that thing. It's like your favorite clothes, your best shoe, your best belt, your best pen, your best anything. You must remember that something. But after a period of time, we don't know how long it takes. Some takes weeks, some take months, some take years. You must surely forget. But you must still remember one day. But you've moved on. Right or wrong, Ada?
My dear, you're of course you're right.
Just listen to Whitney Houston's some of her songs. You like, you know it's all about. And you know? Always in love, you know. Thank you, that was laughing.
Right.
Some people say, nothing that happened. I get mine, I don't get my story. Bye bye.
All right, dear.
Thank you so much for calling.
Of course. Thanks for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Time check is 13 minutes gone past 1. And this is the Soul Therapy segment on the chart station with Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend, and Dennis Jimmy. Right now, it's time for us to listen to a song called Heartbreak Anniversary. It is a song by Gibeon of the album Take Time, released in the year 2020.
Balloons are deflated. Guess they look lifeless like me. We miss you on your side of the bed.
condemned the proposed siting of 20 projects in Lao local government area of Thurrabi.
Sports.
Goal number 2 for Liverpool. And the champions are ahead for the first time in this game. Seconds earlier, he dropped a clanger. And this time, he's wiped the slate clean.
That's what we do. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Soul Therapy with your radio girlfriend.
Dance with me under the diamonds. See me like breath in the cold. Sleep with me here in the silence. Come kiss me silver and gold. You say that I won't lose you, but you can't predict the future. So just hold on like you will never let go. Yeah, if you ever move on without me, I need to make sure you know that you are the only one I'll ever love. I gotta tell you, gotta tell you, yeah. You, if it's not you, it's not anyone. I gotta tell you, gotta tell you. Looking back on my life, you're the only good I've ever done.
One is a song by Canadian singer Justin Bieber. It was released as a single by Def Jam Recordings on the 1st of January in the year 2021. Welcome back. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info, and this is the chart station on Soul Therapy. Of course, this is a Soul Therapy segment on the chart station. Sorry, there was a little bit of a mix-up right there. All right, I go by the name Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And I have with me Mr. Dennis Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And together we are sailing the ship tonight.
Yeah.
All right, so basically we're talking about ways to get over someone you love. I know it's very impossible to forget about that special one, someone who gave you so much to remember. But then, we really can't predict the future. What happens when the relationship hits the rock? How do you get over that person? So a lady reached out to us asking us for help, asking us for tips to successfully forget about her boyfriend. And we've all, or most of us, have been served breakfast before. So, for you to actually go through that phase, you did something. I have been saying that. Now we're with, you know, someone else, well, with some of the people, was it very easy for you to move on? How did you get over it? What did you do? Did you jump into another relationship so as to be busy, so as to keep your emotions busy? Or did you, you know, pass through that phase alone? When I mean alone, not that you were not with friends or family, I mean without another relationship. How did you cope? What were the things that made moving on, you know, very simple for you? The studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And ladies, we have a number for you to dial. The number is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Ada.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff.
Ada, good morning. How was your day? Ada, Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff.
Ada.
Yes, Mr. Jeff.
This ad break here.
Yeah.
I'm not even here, I'll even start, I'll even talk. You get away, I talk. See, which I always believe. See,
the girl that broke your heart, or the lady we're talking to tonight?
The girl where they talk to now. Because at the end of the day, we can just see the heartbreak tape, but you don't get formula how it takes off your own, how it takes off you. It depends on you, yourself, face reality. It's no good, see. It's not coming back. Me personally, the heartbreak was if I get like a shadow to disturb, because I don't find that something, see. Once person tell you, see, you find a safe person no day in love with you again. That feeling is just like where you wound, they depress the wound, and so it just be, it could pain you normally. And that pain where they pain you, just like say your emotions go, nobody depress her, but the emotion just depress itself. So at the end of the day, if you stop pressing that wound and you press the wound to the end, you get where the wound go reach. You know, they feel the pain again. So me personally, once he does face the reality, say this guy don't go, first of all, make him just accept that, say, make him not blame himself, say whether he lose, whether he don't lose the guy, or your future, make him just accept, say this guy don't go. The next thing for us to do that, say, the relationship don't end, what is the next step? I won't go into that relationship, I won't take my time. But once you are always tell anybody where they do this heartbreak, something, if person break your heart, me personally, if you say person break my heart today now,
yeah,
my first step what they take for this life, see, as far as they don't break my heart, the future, the next time when you see me, I will do better than when he meets me.
Really?
That is just it. You know why? When person break your heart, if he say no good for her, that is just the fact. We could not even dispense that fact. Now, wait, anybody will dump you if he say no good for her. You need to show him say no good for her. You can make him see say you get better than him himself. And nature will always favor you because you are sincere and love. So now what you wear, he go take for your heart. Don't be saying go date here where you date. As the guy break your heart, he go show the guy, say, I am better. The next time the guy go say, and the guy go say, me self, I fuck up. Who do you know if you talk up? Inside your heart, you have the class.
All right. Please be mindful of the F word. Okay.
That is just it. They can just try. Just face reality. Make him just try to be better. Make him forget the guy. Make him show the guy, say, like this now, I am better than where you leave me. See, Ingo, they're fine. I just
all right, time. Jeff. Thank
just
you.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeff. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Victoria.
Okay, welcome. Hello.
Okay. Is that?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I think my name is Victoria.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay.
The only thing I'm going to say for the lady is that if you just move on, and how is she going to move on?
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, I know it's not easy though. Can you hear me?
Of course we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I know it's not very easy for
it's
that.
It's not.
For a guy to not, the guy should not, like, beg, just ask for forgiveness or something like that. Just have that remorse of feeling that, okay, at least you've done something that is not good. To, like, apologize. That is, he doesn't have that feeling that he doesn't care. The word caring is not there. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So I'm only trying to tell the girl that she's just moving by, like, concentrating on her job. Do you understand?
All right.
When she comes back from her job,
from work, yeah.
From her work, just listen to music, listen to something that please her a lot.
Okay.
She understand that. So I won't, like, I know it's, she's going to think, that one is very sure about that. She's going to do that. Yeah. It's not very easy. You have to take it step by step. And she shouldn't, like, she should not go back to bed. No, it's not right. as long as he doesn't have the conscience of coming back to like beg or something like that, he should not go back.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, dear. Thank you very much. Maki Lagos, Ada, blessing my radio sweetheart and girlfriend. Greetings to you. Missed your awesome program. Been away out of the planet. How is you now? Really, you left the planet to where now? Where did you go to? Anyway, it's good to have you back. I miss you too. Welcome back to Earth. Yeah, we humans. We've been here waiting for you patiently. All right. Adele, I beg, play Yesterday remix by Tony Braxton featuring Trey Songz, Let's Use and Recover from This Breakup Night. For those that their partners don't deserve them, please play Jam, Let Me Go, Hailee Steinfeld and Alesso. Okay, you know what? I'll look for the songs. If I do have them on my playlist, I'll definitely push play to the songs for you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Now, my dear sister, and not just her, to everyone going through this right now, people still struggling on how to, you know, let go, how to move on. I'm talking to men and women right now, not just women. I know it's probably one of the hardest things, you know, about dating, breakups and ending all contact, you know, though you might actually feel like it's something you can never do. But it's very, very possible. Like I said, it's one of the hardest things about dating. The whole breakup thing and, you know, ending talking to that person you're used to talking to every day. Thoughts and obsession over an ex. Not a good feel at all. At times it feels like, you know, you may never stop thinking about them. Even worse, you start obsessing about the life they may be living without you, who they may be dating now, and whether you ever get back together. It happens when that person is no longer calling you. Sometimes you just see yourself going to check their social media, if they have posted pictures or videos, if they are happy without you, to see what they're doing. You'll be, you know, checking, is this person now with a new man? Is this person now with a new girl? Is this person happy without me? It happens, sweetheart. But first, I need you to try. Get off social media for a bit. Social media has made it harder for women to stop obsessing over a partner. So the first thing, Tony Coleman, a psychotherapist and relationship coach, recommends is to unfriend someone. Some people see this as being petty. Some people see it as being childish. Some people see it as, you know, something not cool to do. Like, okay, fine, I know we're no longer dating, but is that enough reason for you to, you know, unfriend me, for you to block me or so on your social media? Well, if that's going to help you move on, fine. If you see yourself always visiting their page, always visiting their handle, always checking their contact, going to WhatsApp, typing their name so you can see their WhatsApp status if they have posted. If you see yourself doing that, that is you not helping yourself. That is you constantly putting yourself in the same place and it's not helping you. So if you are that type, it's advice that you, you know, delete that person off your social media. But if you're the type that, you know, you can see their post, you can see them with some other girl or some other guy, see them having fun, see them at parties, and it's not going to mess with your brain, which I doubt, I'll advise you take them off so you don't see those things, at least not now, not yet. Maybe when you're over it, you can add them back. And, you know, view their status, see their pictures, even like and pass without feeling some sort of way. Until then, I think it's advised you take them off, you know. And like I said, in addition, you need to be careful of the pages and posts of mutual friends. It's not just about them right now. Your mutual friends, you have to be very careful. So you don't bump into their pictures and videos or hear things about, you know, that ex of yours and possibly the new person they are now with. It's going to mess up your brain, trust me. So if you people have loads of mutual friends, let's say WhatsApp for instance, you can, you know, maybe block them from viewing your status to start with that and mute theirs so you don't see it. Yeah, you can do that. It's for your sanity. It's not that you're happy that you're doing that. It's not that you're now in a new relationship or anything. It's just you protecting your heart and your thinking. So you don't go see the happy pictures and you're like, oh, this person never loved me. Oh, this person has, you know, moved on. Oh, this is the new... Even though that person posted a picture, a random picture of a friend, just with a friend, or him or her celebrating a friend. Maybe she's celebrating a cute male friend of hers. Happy birthday, dear. Or happy birthday, sweetheart. Automatically, you might just start thinking, oh, so this has always been the guy. Or, oh, this has always been the girl. And you start saying stuff like, this girl is not even as fine as I am. Like, oh, really? He left me for this girl. He might not even be doing anything with that girl. He might not be doing anything with that girl. She might not be doing anything with that guy. But for the fact that, you know, they are addressing them with a pet name and the picture looks good, you might just start thinking unnecessary things. So try your best to avoid his post, her post, her friend's post, and his friend's post. It's for your sanity. And please get rid of reminders. Like I said, it's hard to forget about someone who practically gave you so much to remember. So when you find yourself in such a situation, you're trying to heal, you're trying to move on, get rid of memories, things that, you know, will bring back memories. Now, this can be, you know, small, inexpensive gifts and, you know, little things as maybe cards, flowers, clothes and stuff, you know. Clothing that once belonged to the ex should be given out or thrown away. It's not you being insensitive, it's not you being silly, it's you helping yourself. Because these are all reminders that can trigger strong emotions and memories that lead to obsession. If both of you, you know, were using the same fragrance, same perfume, same body spray, I'll advise you change it. You're constantly using it. Now, it's not about you having the same smell. It's the fact that you might not even think about you. You'll just be thinking, oh, he smells exactly this way. You'll be missing him or you'll be missing her. You know, little things like that. He gave you gift at home. If you don't want to waste them, give it out to a friend. Or you throw them. And resist the temptation to stage run ins. I know this may sound rather elementary, but this is one important thing. The very best way to move on is to eliminate all forms of contact, including meeting in person. This was actually said by Dr. Gary Brown, a relationship expert. This means not planning a run in or two, you know, maybe more eatery, restaurant, the gym, church, school. Please, you have to rearrange your schedule if you need to. Let's say you were with this person who both of you so used to. Over the weekend, you visit a private beach, you visit a particular beach, or you visit one particular restaurant. Now, at this moment of trying to move on, there is that tendency, there'll be that urge to, you know, over the weekend wanting to go to that restaurant. In your head, you're trying to move on, but a part of you is pushing you to go there. So you probably bump into that person and see that person, even if you lie to yourself that when you run into that person, you just act cool or snub the person so as to pretend to that person that everything is fine at your end, that you're moving on and you're just fine. It's not going to help you. Avoid it. That restaurant that you both love visiting during the weekends, don't go. They're not only the people that are so good at making great meals. Visit another. Avoid it. It's for your benefit. Now visualize your future without him or her. Then we have some men who, you know, during relationship, they plan their lives around the girl they're with. Oh, okay, babe, when we get married, we'll do this. Oh, I don't want to get a car yet because, you know, for this reason or that reason. So I think I'll get this car when we get married or when we are about to. Oh, okay, I don't want to do this first. I'll wait for you to do yours. When you're done, I'll do mine. Because I think at the end of the day, it's you and I spending the future together. Or some ladies, I don't want to do this. I don't want to travel out. Why? Because I want to build a relationship with you. Maybe after marriage, I'll work on leaving the country. Or maybe when we get married, we'll not do this, you know. Beautiful plans. Awesome. It's good. But when it's not working, please try your best to take them out of the picture. In other words, imagine how good your life will be when you finish, you know, griefing the loss of your ex. The more details you can, you know, flesh out, the better your chances of bringing your new vision to life. Make a vision board of what you want for your future, if it helps. Those future goals that you had with them, take them off. Visualize yourself achieving those goals alone. Don't contact them. I know this is a big one. Even me telling you don't contact them, when I had my fair share of breakfast, it was almost impossible. Yeah, I'll say to myself, this minute, I am not going to call this person. I'll try and not contact this person for a week. And I'll be like, okay, I'll do the first day not contacting the person. I'll be like, okay, one day down. The second day, I'll just see myself, you know what? Let me just call this person and say hi. I'm not calling this person to be back to me. I'm not calling this person to apologize. I am just calling this person to just say hi. Now, we do this. I understand it's hard, but you have to try. You have family members. You have friends that love you genuinely. People that, you know, are with you and they're not benefiting anything from you. They're just with you because they love you for who you are. Contact those people even more. I don't think there is any family member. Let me not say I don't think there. Of course, some are like that. But I don't think you can contact your mom enough or dad or a particular sibling or a cousin, a family member or a friend. We all have that special person that we're not dating. But we know deep down that, you see, this person is my ride or die. This person is who I can call 100 billion times and he or she is going to pick up the phone and we talk for hours. We all have that person. Utilize that. I'm not saying you're using the person, but if you have such a person, of course the person will know what you're going through at that moment. And friends and family members like that will always be with you at moments like that. So call them more at that period. Talk to them about random stuff. Those things you used to, you know, relate to your girl. Those things you used to relate to your guy about your goals and everything. If you're the type that you feel better when you express yourself to someone, my dear, call those people. Your sibling, your friend, call them. Hey, what's up? I want to just see what happened to... I have a friend like that. She was going through hell in her relationship and she called me one day and was crying. And then she said, I know we're friends, but this moment, please, I want you to take me as a sister. I know you're always busy. I'm sorry. I will be calling you often. Please try your best to make yourself available. And I was like, fine. I promised her that. And trust me, till date, though she sorted out her relationship, but till date, she's always calling me whenever she's down. Sometimes she will just call me. What's up? I'm actually very angry. I'm looking for someone to vent on. Can I vent on you? I'm like, sure. All I do is just lock up at my end. She will rant, report to me what happened at the place of work, report to me what her boyfriend did, report. Sometimes 45 minutes, sometimes an hour. And when she's done, I'm like, calm down. Okay, this one, I think you should do this. I think you should do that. I think you should do this and that. And after that, she'd be like, thank you very much. I feel a lot better. I'm like, you're welcome, sis. So, you know, we all have that person. Call a friend. Call that person that you can be on the phone with for hours. If you have friends around, visit that friend even more. So you can get through the phase. Like I said, it's actually a big one to ask you not to call that person that you're used to, you know, talking to every day. Initiate a no contact rule until you've done your grieving and move on to a place of acceptance that it is over. Until you've, you know, taken yourself to that place where you now feel, okay, this is me telling myself the truth. There is no relationship. It's over. This person and I were not together. This person is never coming back. Until you get to that place, please, sweetheart, initiate a no contact rule. As long as you can rationalize There is even a glimmer of hope that your ex still has feelings, has no concern for how you are doing, or wants to hear about what is going on in your life. You will not be able to break the circle of obsession. Sometimes after a breakup, we just feel, okay, maybe where she is, she's probably thinking how my day is going. Okay, maybe someday she's going to write me a text, how are you? I've missed you. Or someday he's going to knock on my door and be like, I am sorry, you know, I messed up, let us reconcile and start all over. Okay, I think where she is right now, she's thinking about what I am doing, especially now that I am no longer posting on social media. Maybe he might be thinking something is wrong with me, or he's gonna call me one day like, hey, are you okay? You've not been posting. My dear, until you get that off your head that this person has gone and is never gonna call you to check up on you, until you accept that sad reality, only then can you be better. And like I said before, get support from friends and family. There is nothing wrong with asking your friends to encourage you to stop talking about, you know, your ex. Call a friend. Tell that friend, see, whenever I feel like talking to my ex, I will try my best to call you first and then tell you how I feel. Please, if you can, all the bad things I've told you about my ex, remind me. Remind me about those things, so I'll feel the pain and the heat again and drop my phone. I'm not doing this to hate someone, but I'm trying to move on. When I finally do, I'll forgive this person. Give a friend or give your friends that job. And if you can't travel, you don't have the money to travel out of the country, travel within Nigeria. Visit a family member or a friend, or go to a state where you know nobody. Lodge, take yourself out, interact with new people. Okay? It's hard. And then you have to accept that someday you start dating again. That you are not good for one person doesn't mean you are a bad person. You are someone else's prayer point. Someone somewhere is praying to have the exact you that someone, you know, disliked. That thing that you think is a problem, someone is there praying to have it. So, my dear, after a breakup, don't think you're the worst person on earth. You're someone's prayer point. So, sweetheart, you just have to try to loosen up at the end of the day and then get professional support. If it's been months and you're still obsessing to the point that you are having a difficult time functioning socially, at home, at work, in school, anywhere, and perhaps even in church, anywhere at all, it may be time for you to visit a therapist. There is nothing wrong with seeking professional help. All that matters is that you stop obsessing over your ex. All right? Thank you very much for being part of the show. We actually, initially, were supposed to have two topics, but the calls were just so much, and I said, all right, fine, let's talk about this. Someone somewhere is going through this, so let's just give it time so the person can listen and then utilize the information. All right, thank you very much, I must say. Dennis, final words from you before we call it a day.
Well, what I would say is that concerning this lady, she should just take it easy, take her time. Life is jojo. Don't rush. Just take our time. If someone you need, you still love, there's any opportunity to make amends, fine. But if there's no way, move on.
Right.
How you move on? First of all, rest, chill. Do you understand? Before you now start doing things that will take your mind off this person that you've broken up with. You understand? By so doing, you get yourself back.
Okay.
So, if you need to talk to me or you need to reach out to me, you can reach out to me on Instagram at I am Dennis Jimmy, at IamDennisJimmy, at I am Dennis Jimmy on Instagram, and on Facebook at Dennis Samson Jimmy. Reach out to me, send me a message, and I will reply you.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much for that. Let me just squeeze in these WhatsApp messages before we leave the studio. Hello, guys. Moving on, after heartbreak varies from person to person. To me, I remember when a lady that I nurtured to higher place of learning eventually walked away. I felt it a bit, but I moved on. What actually pained me was that I am not the type that move on from one lady to another. Even now, I have no one, and I think I'm okay with that until I see a lady that can bind with my spirit. Oladele Mike. Oh dear, so sorry that that happened. Maki Lagos, blessing. I'll advise that single people of the opposite sex who find themselves attractive should start being casual friends and then take it to the next level if they see themselves as compatible. But starting a romantic relationship immediately, the bump into each other contributes largely to so many breakups nowadays. Let them be coming down now. Wow. All right, I totally agree with you. You know, sometimes we just see someone and then we jump into relationships with that person or those people, not even, you know, understanding them, not even knowing their true intentions, not even knowing how they act or who they truly are. We just jump into, you know, a relationship because we just feel, oh, okay, we connected. We have some sort of chemistry. So let's just date to understand each other in the relationship. No, sometimes you just have to be friends with that person. Now, when you're friends with a particular person before getting into a relationship, you understand that you knew this person more. Why? As a friend. A friend can confidently tell you, ah, you see me like this. I know if you date with one guy, you, I did I get like plenty. Now, you see, that's an information that if you just start dating that person from the onset, you will never get it. Because that person will come into that relationship and pretend to you that it's just you. There is no one else. But when you're friends with this person, you now know this person's weakness. Because this person will be free with you. Why? They have nothing to lose. We are just friends, right? All you have to do is advise me if you can and if you want to. If not, you know, we go with the flow. So that's it. Now, when you know that this is this person's problem, this is how this person is, but I like this person regardless, it will be very easy for you to, you know, start a relationship with that person, and then you pinpoint the person's problem and both of you work on it. So I think it's high time we start being friends first before, you know, jumping into, oh, let us be all romantic and all that. Well, thank you very much for being part of the show. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the messages. Thanks for the awesome contributions. I really appreciate all of that. With 57 minutes gone past one, this is where your radio girlfriend gets to call it a day. And please, you can reach out to me on Instagram whenever you feel like. I am on Instagram at Ada Blezzy, A-D-A B-L-E-Z-Y, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. Do well to hit me up so we talk. I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of the Morning Crossfire and that of the Sunny Side and Hard Facts, then at 5 to be time for the Morning Crossfire, where you get updated with current happenings around you. And after that, you will listen to the Daily Digest, of course, the techers who be in the studio later on, and of course, Sunny Side, my dear, I can go on and on. We have amazing programs that you should not miss. All you have to do is stick around to the Dial 99.3 Nigeria Info. Love Yourself by Justin Bieber is currently playing, and I'm signing out with this awesome song. Do well to have an amazing night rest. Good night.